Man, number one, I believe his emphasis was on the wrong person. 11 times in the verses that I read to you, preacher, there's the word I and my. And he's looking out at all of his fields, he's looking out at all of his barns, he's looking out at all of his fruits, and he's saying, look what I've done. Look what I've grown. Look what I've produced. Look how I've saved. Look how I've done this. And he's patting himself on the back. And his emphasis should have been on, God, thank you for giving me the ground to grow my fruits on. His emphasis should have been, God, thank you for giving me the finances to build the barns. His emphasis should have been on, God, thank you for giving me my health to raise in all the crops and gather in all the crops. But no, this man said, look what I've done. Look how I've done this. Look how I've accomplished this. Look at my stuff. And what this man said, hey, I'm going to put my emphasis on myself because I'm such a great man. I'm such a great guy. And what he should have done was been thanking God for everything that he had. But he said, I, and my. If you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, man, you're such a great guy. If you're thinking that the good you have within yourself is going to get you to heaven. If you're thinking that just because you've put your name on a church roll or you own this or you own that and you're trusting in your confidence, you're trusting in your faith, you're trusting in whatever it is you can muster up to get you to heaven, your emphasis is on the wrong person. You need to look to God. You need to trust God. You need to say, God, I put everything that I have in your hands. It's all about you. This is nothing to do with me. I thank you for my house. I thank you for my goods. I thank you. Don't emphasize you in these last of the last days. In this meeting this week, we better get our eyes on God and emphasize Him. He's the only person that can make a difference in somebody's life. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. But it's about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Him. This rich fool's emphasis was on the wrong person. Number two, this rich fool's energy was spent doing the wrong things. I mean, he said, I'm gonna gather in all that I can gather in, and that I've gathered in, I don't have any room to bestow it. I don't have any room to place it. My silos are full. My barns are full. My grain bins are full. Everything that I have is full. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear down them little puny barns. I'm going to tear down them little puny grain bins and them little puny silos, and I'm going to build greater. So everybody that's looking knows that my emphasis is on myself, but I'm going to spend my energy making everything perfect for me. I'm going to build my little kingdom here. I'm going to build my little mansion here. I'm going to build my nice big farm here, and I'm going to spend all my money filling in my needs, filling up myself, and this world is full of self. When the idea of the selfie stick came out, I mean, you go ahead and watch the teenagers. I got two of them in my car right now. I mean, they can't get their arm out far enough. I don't know what the deal the pooch lip has to do about that. I mean, if you want big lips, get Botox. I mean, it don't. But our energy ought not be spent fulfilling the lust of our flesh. Fulfilling my desires. Fulfilling, preacher, what I want. I mean, this man says, I'm going to tear down my little barns and I'm going to build greater. I'm going to make my kingdom worth everybody coming around to see. I'm going to spend all my energy fulfilling what I want, what I need, what I want to do. And what this guy should have been doing was just going ahead and telling everybody, hey, there's a blessed God in heaven who has gave me everything that I have. There's a worthy Savior who has looked and smiled down upon me, and He's allowed me. He's given me the energy to grow these crops, and He's given me the energy to pull in these crops, and He's given me these energy to store up all these crops. And I've got plenty for my neighbors. I've got plenty for my friends, but this guy doesn't say that he's going to give it to his friends or give it to his family. He said, I've got it all. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to relax and I'm going to enjoy all the goods that I made. He spent his energy doing the wrong things. Don't waste your time fulfilling the I and the me circumstances of life. Go ahead and give God all the praise. Go ahead and give God all the glory. Go ahead and give God the credit. Because without Him, the Bible says, we are nothing. Don't waste your energy on attaining and leaving God out of the equation. Don't waste all your energy out there working and building up the 401ks and building up the stock market and building up that nice house on a hill. And then you leave God out. And at the end of life's way, you're thinking, hey, I messed up. I should have given God all my time. I should have given God all my effort. I should have given God everything that I have. Don't waste your energy on the things of this life, because the Bible says it's hay, wood, and stubble, it's going to burn. Spend your energy doing things to store up on that side. Don't waste your energy burning up this life for selfish gain and selfish need. Whatever thou doest, do it for the Lord. Do it for Him. That's the only thing that's going to matter at the end of life's way. But number three, this rich fool's expectation about life was all wrong. This guy makes the statement, look at all the goods that I have. I've got enough for the rest of my life. The big barns that I build, they're going to be just as full as these little barns are. I'm going to take ease. I'm going to eat. That's what us Baptists love to do. I'm going to drink. That's what some of y'all like to do. And I'm going to be merry. And there's nothing wrong with any of those, Brother J.D. There is nothing wrong with eating and drinking as long as it's water, Coke, Dr. Pepper, and Big Red. And sweet tea. Yeah, throw that in there. There's nothing wrong with any of that. And there's nothing wrong with being merry. I hate to see sourpusses when they come around. I don't want you to tell me all your problems. There's nothing wrong, preacher, with the things this man said he was going to do. But he thought he had a lifetime to do it. He thought he was going to take ease in his lazy boy. He thought he was going to take ease on his yacht or in his mansion or driving his Corvette down the road. This man said, I've got it made. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to spend the rest of my life in retirement. I'm going to see the world. I'm going to enjoy everything that my hands have produced. I'm going to take ease and eat, drink, and be merry. But the Lord said, thou fool. The Lord said, you think you've got it made. But this night. This night. Thy soul shall be required of thee. This man didn't even have 24 hours. Brother Mike, this man didn't have but just a few hours or so the clock goes. But this man's thinking he's got a lifetime. And some of you, you're looking out at building up your kingdom and building up your riches and building up your portfolio, and you think you got a lifetime to live. And I'm all for preparing for a lifetime of living. Now, I read a sign at the doctor's office one time. It says, treat your body as though you're going to live forever, but treat your soul as though you could die in the next 5 minutes. Because there's not a one in the building can promise me with 100% surety that you'll be here tonight at 6:30. Most of you go to a funeral tomorrow or Tuesday. And I'm sure he probably thought, I may go to the meeting in San Antonio. And I know some of you young people, you're saying, preacher, you're trying to scare us. No, the obituary column is full of teenagers. The obituary column is full of middle-aged. The obituary column is full of the older people. Death is no respecter of persons. It can knock on the 7 or 8 year old door just as easy as it can knock on the 97 or the 98 year old door. You have no idea of what tomorrow holds. James said, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanish away. Don't waste your time thinking you got a lifetime to build up the life that you want, to raise all the goods and collect all the goods and bestow all the goods. You've got a lifetime. Then at the end of life's way, you'll give your heart and life to Christ and everything will be hunky-dory. You'll have enjoyed life and still get to go to heaven. It does not work like that. God said, thou fool, this night, in just a few hours, buddy, you're going to be meeting me. You may come from your lazy boy. You may come from a church pew. But in just a little while, you're going to be meeting me.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to preach on for the next 5 minutes. What if you only had 24 hours to live? What if you were told by God, tomorrow at this time, thy soul shall be required of thee? We've all heard the country songs. I heard it at Walmart. I'm going to go skydiving. I'm going to go Rocky Mountain climbing. I'm going to ride a bull. Name Fu Manchu. Well, Mike, I don't think any of us would do that. I believe we'd go and we'd try to make things right with God. I believe, preacher, we'd go and try to make things right with our family. If we knew by lunchtime tomorrow that our soul was going to be required of us, what would we do different? What would we do? Number one, I'd want to be found in my place. You say, what is your place? Right in the will of God, doing the work of God. I want to be surrendered. I want to be serving. And if I surrender and serve, I know I'll be satisfied. My place is in the house of God. As a child of God, your place is the house of God. And I know COVID put some kind of restriction on the importance of the house of God. The whole government system, the whole world let us know that this place is not essential. But I want you to know this place is the most essential place on planet Earth today. For the Town East Baptist Church members, this place is the most important place in your life. This ought to be, everything ought to be revolved around the house of God and the things going on at the house of God. Instead of you revolving the ball games and all the other stuff that has to take place, everything ought to be based on what's going on in my place. What's going on at the house of God? And you say, preacher, you're mad. No, I'm not mad. Just over the last 3 years, some of us are just now getting back to how important this place is. And some of them left, and they may never realize how important this place is, preach until they knock on your office door. I don't know why my kid is like this. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they chose to go down that road. I don't know why they chose to do this. I don't know why they got pregnant. I don't know why they did this. I don't know why they're shacked up. It's because you didn't think this place was important. You didn't think your place was important. This place is important. They'll get fed from this place. They'll get nourishment from this place. And the things out there won't be so enticing if they get fed on the things in this place. This is my place. These are my people. And I'm glad to be in this place today. If I only had 24 hours to live, I'd want to be found in my place. I wouldn't want the Lord to catch me doing stuff that I ought not to be doing. But J.D., I wouldn't want the trump of God to sound and me sitting on a bar stool. I wouldn't want the trump of God to sound and me be out of church when I know I ought to be in church. I wouldn't want to be doing things. I want to keep a short account with God. I don't want it to be a long, long tab. I want God to look at me and say, hey, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You say, that's not attainable. That is attainable. He will say, and he can say to you, well done. Yes, but you got to be in your place. If you only had 24 hours to live, I hope that's your desire today. You'd want to be in your place. Number two. If you only had 24 hours to live, I hope you would be enjoying the provisions God has given you. Not like this rich fool. Look what I've done. look what I've obtained, look what I've received. I hope you would realize that every good and every perfect gift has come from the Father above. Everything that we have, it come from God. I'd be standing up here before you naked today if it wasn't for God giving me the clothes on my back. I'd be standing up here today, Brother JD, with none of this. I wouldn't have a car to drive. I wouldn't have a house to live in. But God has been good to us. God has been favorable to us. And I want to thank Him, and I want to praise Him, and I want to bless Him for every provision that He's given to me. I thank Him for my wife. I thank Him for my kids. I thank Him for the blessings that are bestowed upon me. I have a happy life. Preacher, I have enjoying life. I'm glad that I'm in this place, but I'm glad that I'm enjoying the provisions. I don't have one regret. I take that back, preacher. I have one regret. I saved at 12. I wish I'd have got saved about 4 or 5. That's the only regret you'll ever hear a child of God say. I wish I'd have done it sooner. Yeah. I wish I'd have realized a few years before how good it was then. And I'm enjoying. You won't hear me complain. I mean, you won't hear me grumble. I got the best friends in the world, a lot of them sitting in this building, whether you want to be my friend or not. I mean, I've got the blessings of God on my life, and I feel like, Brother Trini, that God has been good to me. God will be good to me. God will continue to be good to me. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I believe it's in one of them classrooms right over there, posted on the wall. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said, hey, I've seen some righteous people that are suffering. I've seen some righteous people that are going through sorrow. I've seen them going through struggle. I've seen them going through tests and trials and heartaches and valleys, but I've never seen them forsaken. I've never seen them God turning his back on his people. I've never seen the hand of God removed from us. I've never seen that, and I want to enjoy every time God decides to come by and meet with us and manifest himself. I want to enjoy the provisions of God. Amen. Hey. I want to be, if I only had 24 hours to live. But JD, I hope I got more than 24 hours to live, but I'm going to still enjoy my place. I'm going to still enjoy my provisions, and I'm not even going to wipe sweat on Brother Kane Tyler. That'll come Thursday. That'll come Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday. He had to be there. I didn't even pronounce his name right. I'm sorry, brother. But he knew who I was talking about. If I only had 24 hours to live. And young people, that may be all you have. Right. Or less. Middle-aged person, that may be all you have. Yeah. Or less. Older person, that may be all you have. Or less. Don't waste your life fulfilling what you want. Give it to God. Amen. Trust Him with everything you have. Enjoy your place. Enjoy the provisions. But number three, Macy, come on to the piano. If I only had 24 hours to live, preacher, I want to be doing all I can to share God's promises. Absolutely. I'd want all my family to know I'm fixing to leave this life. And if you don't trust Christ, you'll never see me again. If you're not saved, you'll never see me again. You'll be in that land of torments. You'll be in that place where the fire's not quenched and the worm dieth not. You'll be in that place of the second death if you're not saved. But if I only had 24 hours to live, Brother Roy, I'd want to tell everybody driving up down them roads right now. I'd want to tell all my family, mamas and daddies, don't let your kids question whether or not you made it to heaven. That's the worst thing you can do, is have somebody stand over their casket and give them some false sense of hope that they made it to heaven when you know they didn't make it to heaven. Mamas and daddies, let your kids know, I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, that if I only had 24 hours to live, I'm going to make it there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If I only had 24 hours to live, if something were to happen out here on Rigsby Avenue, if something were to happen on I-37, if something were to happen on I-10, and my life was snuffed out like a vapor, then I want my family to know. I want my kids to know. Brother Trinity, I want my girls to know. I want my grandbabies to know that I can see them again. I can see my grandpa again. I can see my daddy again, because he's in that place, that land that's fairer than day. And I want to tell you today, the promise of God is you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you will go to heaven. Amen. It don't matter if you're young or old. The ground is level. The Bible is on a second or third grade education, preacher. It's easy to trust him. It's easy. The Lord himself preached the message. All you got to do is repent and believe. Repent. John the Baptist said, repent and believe. It's that simple. It's that simple. I'm not trusting because my daddy told me I was saved, preacher. I'm not trusting because of some kind of sitting down at an altar. I'm trusting the fact that God said, if you'll call on me, I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. I'm just like that Philippian jailer when he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's what I did. As a 12-year-old boy, I knelt down. I knew I was on my way to hell. I knew that my sins were far too many for me to ever have to pay for it. But there was a God in heaven who hung on Calvary's cross, willingly laid down his life. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. And the Bible says that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe the gospel. Amen. It's that simple. Young people, it is that simple. Repent and believe. You can know. But not only do I have the promise of heaven or the promise of salvation, but I've got the promise of heaven. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, and he did, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. We have the promise that all this ain't the end. This is the worst of it. Brother Mike, this is the worst of it. Where we're going, there ain't going to be no more sin. There ain't going to be no more suffering. There ain't going to be no more sorrow. There ain't going to be no more sickness. There ain't going to be no more Satan. Everybody ought to run around the building right there. Thank God. We'll be in the presence of Jehovah, our Lord God Almighty. And if I only had 24 hours to live, this is what I tell you. Get saved today. If I only had 24 hours to live, church, I tell you, trust him today. Amen. Child of God, if I only had 24 hours to live, I tell you, it's been worth every mile. It's been worth every tank of gas we put in that Yukon. It's been worth every mile. It's been worth every breakdown. It's been worth every heartache. It's been worth every struggle. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ has been worth it all. Amen. And if I only had 24 hours to live, I tell you, God's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. This rich fool said, hey, I'm going to sit back in my recliner. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, not today. This night, thy soul shall be required of thee. That could happen to any one of us. Trust him today. Let's go ahead and get the meeting started off right. Child of God, shorten that account with God. These altars are open. Lost man, woman, boy, girl, go ahead and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. The best decision you'll ever make. Young people, if you accept him at a young age, he'll not only save your soul, he'll save your life. He'll keep you from the scars that some of these older people have had to go through because they waited a little later in life to get saved. He'll keep you from the darts and the scars of this world and the mess that this world can cause. Go ahead and give your life to Jesus Christ. Don't take a chance of hearing him say, this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. We're going to stand all over the building, heads are bowed. Maybe I want you to come sing that song. They're going to sing the song. I know it's a little after 12 noon, but I want them to sing the song, "Oh, Why Not Tonight." I'll go ahead and change the words for them. Why not today? Go ahead and give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. There's a literal hell and there's a literal heaven. And the choice is yours whether you're going to spend eternity. God will save you. He promised He would. Trust Him today. Lord, I want to thank You for this day. God, I bless Your name for being so good to us. God, I want to thank You for everything You've ever done for me. The fact that You saved my soul tops the list. And God, everything else since then has been gravy. It's been wonderful serving You. It's been wonderful living for You. It's been wonderful having my family. Just doing what You've called us to do. And God, right now, no doubt a crowd this size, there's somebody lost. There's somebody thinking about, what if I only had 24 hours to live? And God, right now, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God would draw and woo and convict them. Let them call out to Thee in repentance and faith and believe that You'll save them, because You will. God, have Your way in the remainder of this service. Touch hearts and change lives as only You can do. And help us to give You every bit of praise and honor and glory, because You're worthy. In Christ's name, amen.